All right, everybody. We have our second fireside chat ready for you all. We have some dope folks on the stage with us this afternoon.
Thank you.
I'm saying I can't undercut your dopeness.
Well, thank you. We'll take you.
I'm saying. So if you're familiar with a game called Cars for All People, these two wonderful folks are the ones who created J. Bobo and Letitia Williams. Give them a round of applause, please.
Thanks, sir.
So for folks who are not initiated and don't know about Cars for All People,
okay,
tell everybody what the game is and where you started, how you got into the business, the first time you had grits, what was everything that you can think of to share with the folks at home?
Well, Cards for All, so that's the business name. We make a bunch of different card games. Black Card Revoked, which is by far one of our most popular games, is also America's first black culture trivia game show on BET.
Yeah.
It airs actually on
Thursdays at 10.
Clap
Thursdays
it up for that, because that's a huge accomplishment.
We also make Gay Card Revoked, Nerd Card Revoked, Girls Night Out, which is another huge game for us. Is that everything? I think that's our major brands. Then we do expansion packs too. But we've been around since July 2015.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, people feel like, I don't know why, but they assume that women, people of color in the LGBT community doesn't like games. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I think we've been able to prove that wrong. Fully bootstrapped. We did $500,000 our first year.
Wow.
It's a seven-figure business. So we make games for people. It's fun.
Nice. For folks who haven't played, kind of give folks an overview of, you know, what the game is specifically, and let them know, you know, what some of the ideas behind it are.
Black Card Revoked is a celebration of African American culture, history, but more importantly, it's about shared experiences.
Yeah.
Being black in this country. Is that me or you? You just gave me the look my grandmama would give me.
It was mic tag right
exactly.
there.
The shared experiences of being African American in this country are amazingly unique, and we totally wanted to celebrate that and educate. So it's both educational, it's a great shared experience game, lots of debate, lots of chatter, lots of talk. It's an overall amazing gaming experience for sure.
So how do you translate black culture into game form in a way that incorporates all the things that we kind of grew up with and some of the kind of touchstones in which we all, when you get to the house and for Thanksgiving and you're like, yeah, so that thing you did, that then becomes a card or something like that. How do you encapsulate all those things into something that people then take out and play?
A lot of play testing. So the 80% of our customers are women, ages 21 through 40.
Huh.
And so I'm a programmer. That's kind of where I started. So our background is more sports and entertainment. So for our stuff, we do a lot of data collection. We look at sort of what people are talking about. That kind of helps us get started. And then a ton of play testing, getting into the community and saying, like, you know, hey, here's the game. And we ask, you know, like, if people are not debating heavily, if they're not, you know,
yelling and screaming
and... So it's just real simple, you know. And then the other funny thing about it is that we just recognize that, and I think somebody mentioned it earlier, you know, black culture, you know, gay culture is American culture. So we find out that, for example, you know, interracial couples or people who may not necessarily, say for Black Card Revoked, may not necessarily be black or identify as black, they love the game just as well. I mean, it's just like, who here watched Fresh Prince? I did. You know what I mean?
How many fights did the Fresh Prince get into before his mom got scared?
I got one little fight. So that's a good example, right? So, but yeah, that's kind of the way it works. When we first started with the idea, we were looking at the fact that people come together on cultural topics or certain sort of conversations. We learned that in our work in sports. Me and Letitia did that for 10-something years. And we're like, there's not products for this stuff. There's not products for these type of things. And it popped.
Yeah.
Here we are.
So one of the interesting things about it, I love that. It's like, And we here.
What he's drank in his cup. Okay, Suge Knight, we see you.
Yeah, I'm that lightly Wakanda mad drink is for real. There's no Hennessy or Crown Royal or anything.
Staple.
I mean, I'm all for the Wakanda.
I feel like
Wakanda can't. You can't have a Wakanda drink that's no Hennessy.
I feel like when you have a card game, you need the subsequent specific drink that goes along with a card game.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that your game will not get me into a fight like Spades. So I appreciate that just off the jump.
Yeah.
One of the interesting things about the game that you've crafted, I'm sure a lot of folks have given the similarities to like Cards Against Humanity or something to that effect.
People always assume that because of our company name, but the game mechanics are completely different.
Yeah.
So our games are really simple. Standard trivia questions like how many fights did the freshmen get into before your mom got scared? And then there's stuff like we call our majority rules cards, which are probably the most popular ones. And that'll be something like, you know,
what do you eat on your grits?
Yeah. What do you eat on your grits? Or it
and
might
that's automatically a fight too. That's a fight card.
Yeah.
Cheese, butter, sugar.
Cheese.
Raise your hand if it's cheese.
Salt and pepper.
Raise your hand if it's butter. Raise your hand if it's sugar. Ooh.
You know, who's the best rap group of all time from the 90s, right? It might be something like that. Who's the best R&B group of all time? So our first game was more of that stuff. Our second, so we've put out a new game every year for Black Card Revolt. So first year was more of sort of best of type of thing. Second year, we started doing more kind of situations that you run into every day. And then our third game we released October of last year is more so kind of history focused, and we kind of co-opted Stay Woke, so there's a lot of that sort of stuff in it, probably more political. But it's the same sort of stuff, a lot of fun, a lot of debate, you know, it's good times.
So where do you, I mean, besides pulling inspiration from kind of all the things that we live through and have experienced, are there things that you won't touch when it comes to topics? Or because it's a lighthearted game, right? So it's like someone you want people to have fun, but it's also you can get a jab in there if you wanted to. And you see a lot. Yeah. So it's like and you see in a lot of other games of that sort where there's a lot of conversations about punching down, right? And yours is very light in that way. It's like we want these things to be light and airy and get into people, but it's not in that kind of sense. How have you kind of diverted from and made sure that you hadn't had to worry about some of those things that a lot of other games might have fallen into a trap with?
Well, I think playtesting has been key.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
For the few moments we have, you know, touched a hot button topic.
Yeah.
The internet lets us know. You know, they have no problem voicing their opinion to us directly, indirectly, up tweets, everything in between.
But it's not safe, though. We don't make safe games.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to take a perspective on stuff, right? I mean, we're more progressive than we are probably conservative, you know? But at the exact same time, we're more kind of concerned with initiating the discussion, right? Getting the discussion going. And we'll throw stuff in there that maybe we necessarily don't agree with personally. But if it creates a conversation for people, then that's great. You know what I mean? So I think there's a lot of great opportunity for people to do games, reach out to diverse audiences. When you look at, like, the long tail of gaming, and you say, okay, who's not being... For us, it's real simple, right? It's like nobody else was doing this. You know what I mean? So, and that continues to exist, right? It's like, you know, I would sort of challenge the people in the room to spend time, you know, creating games for diverse audiences, not necessarily just looking at yourself. That's one of the issues, I think, sometimes in being a creative, right? You say, okay, here's what I have an interest in, but that's cool. But if you're going to be the only person buying your game, you know what I mean? So for us, you know, we had to, I think, identify who that consumer is and then give her a product that she felt really excited about sharing. So that sort of influences, you know, content and that sort of thing, you know.
You kind of jumped into that a little bit. I'm always curious to see when games of this kind, or something that talks about culture in that way, is reflected in Black Twitter. So like Black Twitter being what we all know Black Twitter is. We know the factions. We know the folks who are on whatever side. We know how that bubbles up real fast, real quick. How have you all kind of thought about those parts of, you know, both in marketing and also in the way that we are creating culture on a consistent basis, right? New things are coming up and bubbling up, new memes, new conversations, new ways of looking at stuff, new people hating on Bruno Mars. There's a lot of conversations happening in Black Twitter that we see popping themselves up. Have you thought, what does that look like in terms of creating new content packs and things like that? What does that look like?
It is actually very unique. You know, we take a unique look at it for sure. Yeah. Analytics play a huge part in our game creation content.
Yep.
So it is very much something we think thoroughly about. because as you just mentioned, you see how you threw in that Bruno Mars?
Uh-huh.
People feel a way about that.
So a little bit.
Obviously, it only makes sense for us to figure out how to throw that in the next edition.
Well, always looking at the data. Yeah. Always looking at the data, looking at Google Analytics, looking at sort of, you know, what our folks have an affinity for.
Yep.
Was it 2 years ago now? We did a game with the Shade Room. Who here follows the Shade Room? Y'all know the Shade Room? Well, the Shade Room, I mean, single-handedly, the biggest gossip site out there. I mean, it's larger than TMZ, right? With social media and everything, with 18 million plus something followers and stuff like that. So, but that right there is just influenced by just looking at the data, you know. So,
I'm also curious about.
So you're moving this fantastic game and changing that into a BET show, or it's going to be reflected in a BET show.
It is a BET show. Thursdays, BET, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central.
What has that been like? Translating that over to this whole other genre, this whole other medium.
Ooh. My mic on? I don't think my mic's on.
I'll do my Oprah to you.
I got a whole lot to say about.
I know you do.
Okay. Well, it's the old school model. We know TV is changing. Oh, I'm back on? Okay. So what I was going to say is, for us, I think we wanted to start with an app. We wanted to start sort of in the digital space. We did not, because one of the things that we've learned, I think, in being in this space, me, you know, just being a developer, is like very frequently we start and say, yo, let's build an app. I mean, seriously, the turnaround time for us getting a card game up was much shorter than me pounding out a ton of code, which I still did, by the way. But I think trying to... you know, TV is very interesting, trying to get that right, you know, because it's a different sort of dynamic with...
Today's climate.
Yeah, today's climate, I think, one. And then two, we're all about the interaction as well. So how do you replicate that on a TV audience?
Yeah.
The good thing about it is our ratings are great. So we feel good about that.
Yeah.
But I think the next step for us is recognizing that we have this great IP, great content, great trademarks, and I don't see really why there's not like the BET of gaming, for real. So, if you're interested in that, you should come holler at us, by the way. Because seriously, like, I mean, was it BET sold to Viacom for $2.1 billion?
Right.
And I know my mama plays games, and I know...
Daily,
and I know that our community plays games a ton, and there's an opportunity there. Maybe the, you know, major players in gaming don't necessarily understand that, but why not take this great IP that we have out here, right, and move that to gaming? So I think that's something that we're looking to do.
I mean, that's been my dream as well.
Aggressively looking to do.
Gaming for Black folks.
Like, well, why not? Why not?
What are your thoughts about how you want to share
and give back to the community that has helped you kind of be successful in the spaces that you've been? When folks are, especially at a show like this, where, you know, we're talking about a lot of digital games and being in game spaces, but most of the games that we wind up getting to have started off in pen and paper form or card form. When someone's like, hey, can you all help me kind of figure out what I want to do in this space? What are some of the things you would tell a young up-and-coming person who's making games to kind of think about ways to kind of get in front of people and ways to kind of build out their dream game?
Ooh, that's a great question. Fight for what you believe in. Be very aggressive and ambitious in what that vision is. Whatever the vision is for the game you want to create, be smart about it, definitely do your research, but be aggressive about how you want to attack it.
Yeah.
Do not obviously produce something that's already in the marketplace. That would make no sense. You know, find great partners.
Oh, yeah.
You definitely, need a team to make dreams of this magnitude happen. It is a family affair for sure.
Yeah.
Because there will be ugly days, there will be bad days. You need a partner that's as aggressive as you in pursuing the goal. Jay, your thoughts, please.
Pearls of
wisdom,
Jay. You got
to focus on who instead of what is really important. It's an impossibility for us to do the work that we've done so far. Everything from manufacturing to fulfillment to customer service.
Research,
all that stuff, we handle that ourselves. But without having a good team, it's really impossible to have the wins that we've had, without a doubt. So me and Tish fit together like yin and yang.
Yeah.
So many different ways, we're opposite. Things that I'm really bad at, you're really great at.
I like to say Olivia and Huck, but, you know, we'll go with that, too.
But, yeah, focus on who instead of what, because you can't do this stuff alone. That's what I said. Keep it simple.
We have two more questions for you, or actually one more question, and I'll let you pitch all the things to the people. How dope is it to have a really dope black business that you can tout and say, this is something that I own. This is something that is ours. Go ahead.
You know what's fun? This is what's fun. Being a part of the startup community and seeing all these people who raised money, who went out of business, and we're still around, and saying, guess what? We don't have any investors, and we got a ton of capital. I mean, we're paying a lot to, you know, Uncle Sam. But that's kind of fun, right? It's just saying, like, you know, it's just the sort of model that people have sort of built up in their heads.
Yeah.
For who and what a company should look like, and we say, nah, that's not us. And doing stuff like taking kids to see Black Panther or hiring grandmothers to come in to help us with fulfillment, doing stuff for the community is us, and we're still standing, we're still strong.
Nice.
And so, more importantly, we're still our own bosses.
Yeah, that's so important. Clap it up for that, because that's it. That's super important.
Which is crazy, because I got to throw this, we were just talking about this morning, which is crazy. Like, you'll see big wins in the news, and stuff is not what it appears to be, right? Like, that company has no capital, you know, or it'll be a situation where they don't own any rights to anything, you know. When we came in and did the relationship with Viacom, we retained a lot of our ability to do different things and do really exciting things. So, you know, we feel good about that. God is good.
That's amazing.
I'm supposed to say all the time.
God is good.
Y'all messed that
all up.
Y'all know about that church life.
That's what I'm saying. Pitch your stuff to everyone out there. Let everybody know where they can find the game, where they can find the show.
You can find our products on Amazon and a large brick and mortar retailer soon.
Woo!
We're also on cardsforallpeople.com. Or blackcardrevoke.com for that stuff. What else am I missing? TV show.
Yep, BET, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Please tune in. Hashtag blackcardrevoked on Twitter. Support. We had a whole shit night thing planned out.
Oh, it was supposed to be like, come to Black Card Revoked. We're going to drop the mic.
Oh, I was going to say.
If you're tired of your CEO being all in the videos.
Oh, that's
all
way
on
better.
The record.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
way better.
Come holla at Black Card Revoked.
Yeah. There you go.
You scared the mess out of me when you said that shit night thing. I was like, there's no windows to hang people out of.
Yeah, that's funny. No, but seriously, like, here's one of the things that's unique about us. Every other company slaps diversity and inclusion on after the fact.
Yeah.
We lead with that and recognize that we're building games for women, people of color, and the LGBT community. So, you know, that's what that looks like. So we're really excited about that. If you're passionate about gaming, if you're passionate about working for, working with and developing stuff for, people who in a lot of cases don't have products that speak to them, then come and holler at us. We're hiring.
Jay and Leticia, thank you so much. Everybody give them a round of applause, please.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. You were fantastic. That was fantastic.